This goes to Dr. Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, Henning, H-E-N-N-I-N-G. Care of Sheridan Community Hospital. Fax is 989-291-5316. Regarding David Ross, R-O-S-S, date of birth, March 2nd of 1950. Dear Dr. Henning, this is a medical clearance letter for Mr. Ross, who will be scheduled to have an EGD soon. The patient, his last creatinine level was done March 11th of 2022, and that is 1.81, which is stable. His estimated GFR is 39, and that's where he has been. He has a mildly low sodium of 132, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide is 23, albumin, I don't have albumin, I have calcium of, 8.6, albumin is 3.9, phosphorus 2.8. He's not anemic with a hemoglobin of 13.8, normal white count, normal platelets. His last visit was with us was December 20th of 2021, and he was stable and doing well at that point. Current medications are hydralazine, 10 milligrams twice a day, Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily, terazosin, 10 milligrams at bedtime, allopurinol, 300 milligrams daily, fish oil, 1,000 milligrams daily, or over-the-counter potassium, 99 milligrams daily, magnesium, 100 milligrams daily, Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily. His blood pressure was well controlled, and renal function is essentially stable. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. The patient is cleared to have an EGD. That's generally done under light sedation and does not require general anesthesia, of course. He could hold the fish oil for 7 days, as though that has been associated with increased bleeding time. That would be recommended. He has no other blood thinners that we are aware of. Any dosing adjustments for sedation should be calculated based on his current estimated GFR also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.